7. His long hair, so black it reminded Jesse of a blued gun barrel, but now sprinkled just slightly with gray, was tied into a ponytail. There were more lines around his eyes than Jesse remembered. Crow hadn't gotten any younger since they had teamed up to save Amber Francisco from her father. But then, who had? He was as lean as ever, all sinew and hard edges and quiet menace. Especially that, Jesse thought. All that. There would never be any way of knowing how many men Crow had killed in his life, or how much money he'd gotten away with when he'd been on Jimmy Macklin's crew and held Stiles Island for ransom. But Jesse was sure it had been a lot, had always assumed it had been the score of a lifetime for Wilson Cromarty. He wore black jeans, a black Western shirt, buttoned to the neck, silver buttons. Crow settled into the chair across from Jesse in which he had sat before. Crow nodded at him.
"How come you don't have that top drawer to your right open?" he said. "One with the gun in it."
"I feel as if our relationship, such as it is, has evolved," Jesse said.
"You're saying you trust me now?"
Hint of amusement in his dark eyes. Not much, as if they'd briefly been flecked with light. "You know better," Jesse said. Jerked his head in the direction of the Keurig machine, to Crow's right.
"Coffee?" "You got any of that matcha green tea?" Crow said. "I've acquired a taste for it."
Jesse said, "This isn't Starbucks."
"I take that as a no?"
"Yes."
"Then I'm good," Crow said.
He and Crow had never been bears for small talk, so Jesse wasn't now.
"You were at my crime scene last night," he said. "Who says?"
His voice still sounded like the raspy whisper that became more pronounced with Clint Eastwood the older he got.
"Molly saw you," Jesse said. "Paradise Police Department," Crow said, "ever vigilant."
"We try."
"I didn't see Molly out there when I came in," Crow said.
"Maybe she didn't want to be seen."
"How's she doing?"
Jesse smiled. "None of your business." Crow smiled. Jesse noticed a single gold tooth, upper right, that he didn't remember having been there before.
"I come in peace," Crow said.
"You left out Paleface," Jesse said.
"My people have evolved, too."
"You really Apache?"
"None of your business."
"What were you doing at the throw?"
"I was walking back to my house and saw the flashing lights."
"At that time of night?"
"I'm nocturnal," Crow said, "like you."
"You have a house here?" Jesse said.
"Airbnb," Crow said. "Paradise side of the bridge."
"A bridge you blew one time."
"The others did that," Crow said, "not me."
"Accessory after the fact," Jesse said.
"Allegedly."
"The money you stole wasn't." Crow grinned.
"See previous answer."
"What are you doing here?" Jesse said.
"Billy Singer's an old acquaintance of mine, guess you could say. He sent me to look out for his interests. He knew I had a history here."
"Do you ever?"
"He really wants that land."
"I'm aware," Jesse said. They stared at each other. "You happen to have an alibi for the hours before you say you saw all the flashing lights?"
"Do I need one?"
"Humor me."
"Was with a lady," he said.
"She have a name?"
"You want her married name?"
Jesse grinned. "Old dog," he said. "Old tricks."
"It was the dead guy's wife," Crow said.
"Didn't see that coming." "You're telling me you were with Kate O'Hara last night?" Jesse said.
"Not the way you think. And not for very long."
"Kind of a coincidence," Jesse said, "in light of what happened to her husband later that same night."
"Only if you believe in that shit," Crow said.
"So, why were you with her?"
trying to gather as much information as possible from all sides, Crow said. Billy thinks information is power.
So did Bugsy Siegel, Jesse said.
Vegas is different now, Crow said.
Yeah, Jesse said. More fountains. Jesse had done a lot of research on Billy Singer by now, and Ed Barone. Singer had spent the last several years trying to bury the reputation for ruthlessness he'd acquired on the way up, mostly for burying people who'd gotten in his way. Put it this way, another casino owner had said of Billy Singer in one of the stories Jesse had read. Billy goes into the corner. He's the one coming out with the puck. What were you talking about with Kate? Jesse said.
I couldn't get a hold of her husband, Crow said. And I wanted to get a sense of how much influence she might have with him.
Meet and greet, Jesse said.
You could put it that way.
But not try to persuade her to persuade her husband.
Told you, I've evolved.
My ass.
Ask you a question? Crow said.
Jesse waited.
If I was back here threatening people to get them on Billy's side of this, don't you think you would have heard about it? Crow said.
Unless you threatened them with what would happen to them if I did hear, Jesse said. Another way of looking at it.
Least now I know why I couldn't track down O'Hara, Crow said. Even though my people are noted trackers, Crow shrugged. The closer the vote gets, Billy just wanted me to take some temperatures, see how many people were as conflicted as O'Hara.
So you'd met with Neil previously?
Couple days ago, Crow said. Last night was supposed to be a follow-up.
How did he seem to you?
Like he knew. The only thing left was finding out whether Billy or Barone was going to be the last man standing on this thing.
You try to give him a little shove in Billy's direction? Jesse said. Crow let that one go.
I came here on my own today, Crow said. And we both know I wouldn't be here if I'd killed the guy. And wouldn't have been there last night if I'd killed the guy. Or gone to see his wife if I was planning to kill the guy.
Jesse believed him, even if he was a killer and thief. And an enforcer. Jesse had known bad men since he'd come to Paradise from L.A., starting with Hasty Hathaway, the president of the Board of Selectmen who'd hired him, and who'd turned out to be a murderer himself. But none had been worse than Jimmy Macklin. Crow had worked for Macklin. Jesse would always be as wary of him as he was of Jesse. But he had done what he said he was going to do with Amber Francisco, been on the right side of that.
You can trust me on this, Crow said.
Bullshit, they both heard. Molly walked in then.